surrounding it a little bit of a better beer in terms of taste and little comments. For instance, when we have a pretty good beer in, we think we have a beer. An old problem with the Syrian Gemara is that Gemara seems to say the Apollo Robe in the Mavidus, the Gemara says the Apollo Toto 3 day on him. Because the Gemara says in the Sapphire from the Kamen, in the Gemara Halak, the Tosu Bayah said, there's a good robe and a Shachar robe, and we get the whole one day of Shield, the Jari is clear what that means. So it comes to place in the Makami, the English third purpose is not a Tata Shield. But the Evers Lamito is that Ein Hoch Rav Nachar Rav all the time. And the only exception to that rule is Beit Din, because it affects us, so that's not an example of Hoch Nachar Rav. Why is it not Hoch Nachar Rav? Okay, 2 days up, say one way, one day it says the other way. Why happened to Taisus say that that won't go in Lassar Rav? So Taisus throws in a phrase that the real is Tamandalesa, that the Dayot, the dissenting opinion, is Mamish Tamandalesa. One of the rules that I mean is Tamandalesa. So we gave one possible shot of the end of Shir on Monday, the Maram Chavir, who said that the Dayan who disagrees is Mechuyot in the Bachel Daito. Basically, going to the end of the second of Hedavah Zahar Nafre, we thought that was very, very difficult to understand. Pasha, that there is no such Allah, and even there would be such Allah, the Gemara does seem to learn another little bit of Rav based on the Yadam, so that was a difficult shot. We try to explain today a little bit of a difficult shot. We'll leave the difference of the surface. First of all, shot aside, it's a difficult shot to understand. What I really want to focus on today is Reb Chaim's shot, which is even more difficult to understand. But this Reb Chaim is one of the world classics, Reb Chaim. So we really have to, you can't tell anybody he learns it ahead of the Gimel of Days, and he learns the Sugi of Days of Yod, and the Mir Kiman Delays, and then tell me you never heard Reb Chaim, they'll think that your Rebbe's not more. So we gotta stay over this Reb Chaim. So it comes Reb Chaim, the class of Brisker Mahalach, and say anything. It's in the Kisra of Chaim Malderam. It's on Hashas. I wrote Farish on Hashas. It's all Hashas and Baba Kama. Kisra of Chaim, classic Briska style, says as follows. We found the principle of Rove and Halacha really functioning in two totally different ways. The classic way that we've been referring to Rove is you have a Sotha, it's the latest of Sotha. So you're not sure what to do. Let's say the classic case, you find a piece of meat in the street, and you're not sure it's come from kosher, stores that come from the trade business. The Ruby D's that come on. Or, in case the lace that come on, you have a woman, and you're trying to figure out, is this woman going to be an analyst, or she's not going to be an analyst? So the role points in the direction that she's probably not going to be an analyst. So that's a role as addressing a case of a suffix, and posking up a case of a suffix, whether the Torah is good or the Torah is another, and that's already, that was Sheish Meis' territory. Chem is not concerned himself with that. But that's the type of role addressing an issue of a suffix. Then the Chaim says there's a totally different halacha of Rov in the Torah. He says there's din of Shechita. I'm not going to say these days. The din of Shechita has followed that. The Mechuyu of the Shech, the Siman of the animals. If you want to Shech an animal, you have to Shech called Simanim. Siman of the Kun and the Veshet. The Kun is the windpipe and the Veshet is the esophagus. So there's a halacha of Moshe, you have to Shech called Simanim. If you Shech the bird, it's enough to Shech one of the two. So comes the mission, the second bird of the woman says, you don't really have to shech both simanim. As long as you shech the robe of both of the simanim, that's okay. If it comes from the bird, so as long as you shech that, as long as you shech one of the robe of one of the simanim, that's also okay. That's a little rubah kakula. So comes the Chaim and says, well, what kind of halacha is that? Where in the world of Chazal figure out this wild idea that it really is supposed to shech the whole simanim, but if you don't shech the whole simanim, it's okay if you shech the robe of the simanim. You follow robe. Since we're praying, that's not the latest of Sophic. It's not that there's a Sophic, we're not sure what you have to shech, and therefore if you shech the robe, so you're probably shechting the whole thing. It's ridiculous. What kind of din of robe in Mavara Sophic is that? Also, Chaim is another example of the seventh type of robe. Let's see, took a pot of kosher chicken soup, and a little bit of trachea chicken soup falls in. So the Gemara says, the Pharisee, that the Torah is Bokal Barov. If you're above it, you require shishim, and the Torah is Bokal Barov. So says Reb Chaim, what does that mean? It's Bokal Barov. We know that there's trachea chicken soup in there. That's not a question. So it's not like we're not sure the woman and analyst is not nice. It's not that we're not sure whether the meat came from a kosher store, came from a trachea store. There's no latest of something. We know exactly what the facts are. The facts are, you have 3 ounces of trachea chicken soup and 20 ounces of kosher chicken soup. In the case of the simanim, you have 65% of the simanim that's shechted and 35% of the simanim that's not shechted. So what does that have to do with the robe? So says Reb Chaim, a perch, you see, there's a totally different type of robe out there, which is not a robe that addresses the case of a suffix, but rather, the robe says that the miut takes on the properties of the robe. Whenever you have a robe and a miut, so the miut becomes bottled to the robe. So what does that mean in terms of a mashrita? When you shech the simen, the din is you have to shech the entire simen for one. As long as we shechted 65% of the simen, so we say that the 35%, that even though it's physically staring at the face, it's not shechted, it's still intact, it doesn't matter that it's ki'ilu with shechted. That since you shechted Rome, so the meal takes on the properties of being shechted, and you will be entitled to shechted. Well, it's in the case of a trade for chicken soup and goes to chicken soup. We know that the 65% kosher and 35% shrimp. That's a fact. But it doesn't matter. But the Torah says that 35% of the shrimp, that's what takes on the properties of kashrus now, and it becomes what's called issa nefach liyot seter. That's a phrase that the Rosh coined in the 7th Rebbe and 7th Schulim. But that's a bit, in effect, that Reb Chaim is borrowing this idea that the properties of the robe swallow up the meal. That's a second bit of it. It says Reb Chaim, where do these two different robes come from? So unfortunately for us, we only have one pasuk. Remember, that's what we learned in Gemara Chulin. Because the Gemara says that the bottom line is there's really only one pasuk for Rome, that's Acharam B'Hakos. So says Reb Chaim, where in the world that Chazal see Baruch Kachem, that there's this idea of the second type of Rome? Which one was the first type of Rome? I understand. You have Linus and Sof, trying to figure out, did Reuven buy 100 dollars from Shimon or not? So two Dayanim said yes, and one Dayan says no, and the third says Acharam B'Hakos. So you see that Rome can be used to be Reuven or Sof, or to be knowing it didn't Sof. But where do you see from Parshas of Ayanam, where do you see from Rav Hatos, the idea that Rav says that the meal picks on the property of the Rav? What does that mean with Ayanam? So comes Reb Chaim the following development question. Comes Reb Chaim and says that they used to really have to do two things. Oh, okay. Okay, we'll take a quick, quick stop. If there's still less, another one, yeah. Yes, it comes with kind of to the follows that there are really two things that happen when days in Pasuk Shabbat. You have a Shabbat, two days, one of the ones is the other way. So first of all, says Reb Chaim, obviously one of the roles of days is to be the father of the Sophic is. That's the dinner broke, the first dinner broke, for Ramah Hakos and the father of the Sophic. The says Reb Chaim, it doesn't help me that I was Mavar of the Sophic. Why? Because Tachlis, although two Dayanah was saying Chaim, one Dayan is still Shri Potter. So the one that is in Potter, you don't have a Pesach Bezdin. Bezdin, are we doing the same affair? Din Mamas Mishloisha. So in order for Bezdin to be binding, Pesach Bezdin to be binding, you need three Dayanim. So if one of the Dayanim is dissenting his opinion, so you're missing the third Akin. So that was not what bothered the Maram Chaviv. Remember, that prompted Rav Eshnei Sehish and Otara. But no, that the third Dayan is Mechuyif to cancel his vote and to vote over the other two. So Chaim says, a similar idea, but Al Pi Halacha, in contrast to Maram Chaviv was saying in terms of Metzias, the Dayan really has to be Mevatel Dayan till now. Because Reb Chaim, the Dayan gets screened for the day tomorrow, Potter, the Halacha is Mevatel the Das of the Dayan. The Halacha declares that that one Dayan who's saying Potter is really doing what? What's he really saying? He's really saying Isaac. He's really saying Chayef. By God, he's screaming Potter, and Halacha says he's saying Chayef. Says Reb Chaim, that's the second bit of Ruba Kekuba. But the Torah says that the meal and the yonim take on the properties of the robe of the yonim, and it's either all three of them are saying chayim, and the all. It has to be that way, says the Torah, because if it wouldn't be that way, then you wouldn't be able to be mighty mom, or you wouldn't have it in Torah, you would be lacking amazing, you only have two people speaking. So Chaim says, in effect, the Chazal had this unbelievable insight. I'll tell you, the Torah of Chaim put this on paper, and Chaim's often put it on paper, because Tavid wrote this down there. I don't think anyone would have ever, like, you know, thought of Beitim like this, that there are two distinct halachas of Rov taking place in the presence of Beitim. Beitim is being revived the Sufik, and then Beitim, the third Dayan, is also being transformed based on the principle of Ruba Kekulo. This serves as the model of Ruba Kekulo, the Peshchitim, the Peshtaroides, etc. So, plus a good picture. So, now comes what Chaim says, now we can begin to understand what Taizus doesn't do. Taizus is going to kind of make this cryptic statement that when it comes to a role Dayanim, so it's Mil Kamad Alesa. So whereas Mar Khalif said that Mil Kamad Alesa means that you have to, the Dayan has to shut his mouth up and start to talk with the other Dayanim and say Chayav. So Reb Chaim, no, that's not what Taizus means. What Taizus means is that once you have a Pesach Beis Din, once the halacha says that the third Dayan becomes bottle to the other two Dayanim, so now you have a Pesach Beis Din which is saying Chaya, and who's saying Potter exactly? Who's saying Potter? One individual saying Potter. The Beis Din is saying Chaya, because Bittul Barol means that the third Dayan becomes part of the Beis Din. So you have a Beis Din saying Chaya, and you have an individual Dayan saying Potter. So what's the halacha? We have a Beis Din saying one thing, and you have an individual person saying something else. Obviously, you follow what the Beis Din says. The individual is command release. The individual doesn't count whenever you have a Pesach Beis Din. Says Reb Chaim, it's the second din that Taisa is referring to, and Taisa says the Yachid is command release.
Isn't that a weird way to say it? If you're trying to say that, when you said the Yachid is like not from my list, but it's that role, we would say. According to the plan, it takes on the characteristics.
But it takes on the role. It takes on the characteristics.
It doesn't just disappear.
Right, that, if that's what it means. That means that the Yachid no longer exists because it becomes the Yachid. That's about what that means.
That's
the Gemara Chachamim meant. You think the Gemara Chachamim meant such a risk? The Gemara Chachamim was pre-risk. So he found the Gemara Tzedek. The Gemara says that the Tzedek is not allowed to be married. The Gemara Chachamim say that the Tzedek is completely in Shomor. It doesn't matter. But the Halacha declares that he's bothered. And that's Kufal and Daphne Zeres about the Rav Ha'Rabbis. So he comes to Chayim.
And if he doesn't have to change his Svar?
He's not changing his Svar. He's saying, good, he says, it's like the simon. The simon, we know when it sees the simon is not shechted. But it doesn't matter. Allah declares that the simon takes up the province of being shechted.
So he'd still sign on the psak?
Yes. The Bezdin is going to sign here. He's signed with his father's Bezdin. The Bezdin is going to pass the guy's name. So he comes to Chaim and says, Lachora, this second din of Rubo Kakulo, you have to be careful, it doesn't become overkill. One. Such a chayim. Once you tell him there's a din of Rubu Kakulo, that it's as if the Beis Din is already Iskapaskin, there's a unit that the guy is chayim, so then, in effect, it's not a suffix anymore. Let's not forget that there are two din of Rov. There's a din of Rov, that Rov addresses the suffix, and the Rov points in one direction. So then they follow the Rov. That was din one. That was the Pashat din of Rov. Then there's the Mechudish din of Rov, of Rubu Kakulo. It says, Chaim, once you have the din of Rubu Kakulo, what do you need the first din for? Why don't you just say as follows? The Torah says Zachar Amahatas. So that means that whenever you have two dayanim saying Chaim, one dayan says Potter, so we say the third dayan is Kilu, we say Chaim. So it says, Chaim, once you say that that's true, and that's how we're viewing every din Torah, so where do you see from Luchas Beis Din that Rov works to be Mavar Asafet? Remember, let's not the basic din of Rov, the fact that we have nine school of summer kosher, one school of summer kosher, you find a piece of meat in the middle. So Rove points in a direction that's probably kosher. So how could you learn that out from the parsha of Dayanim? Once you tell me that there's an additional din of Dayanim, the Ruba Kakulo, that the Dayan HaYochid loses his identity, so then how do you see, in the case of the butcher stores, where there is no such halacha, there's no halacha that the trade butcher store loses identity, we know what it is. So how do you see from there that you have a right to say that the odds are the meat came from the kosher store? That's what Chaim's punchline kasha. Right? Again, one of the things. Right? So it's this is a hard part of Chaim. The Chaim says that once you come on to the second chiddush, that in Hilchos Dayanim you always have this idea that the third dayan becomes Bokbil, Rubo Kakulo, that takes on the problems of the other two dayanim, so that Hadra Kushla Tuchta had a chadas the first day of going bust a rope and you have a latest asafek. This is not based on sickness anymore. Comes to Chaim and says the following, you say, that Beis Din doesn't have a right to come to a conclusion in a Shiloh unless it's near Lahem what the facts are. Beis Din can't just, it's not a Kiddush HaChadosh. Kiddush HaChadosh basically say whatever they want, what the Eidim said, they didn't say what the Moon said, it doesn't say, they do whatever they want. When it comes to the Nesvash of the Imamis, the Pesach of Beis Din has to correspond to some degree of reality. So Beis Din has no right to serve the function of the Beis Din to say Chayah unless it's near Lahem, that's in fact what the Din is. So says Reb Chaim, you need for every Pesach Beis Din two factors working for you. You need that you have to have this abstract theoretical discussion. What is the halacha? We're not passing the shalom. What is the halacha? What's the din? What should the din be in this case? So two dayanim are saying Chaim and one dayan is saying Potter. So that shows that when you have a suffix, what is the theoretical din? Two out of the three votes are pointing in one direction, that shows you, that's cool, Heichel did right there. That's cool, postulating based on reality. That's cool that, oh, this is probably what happened. That's the din number one, that Rov is Mevarer, a suffix. So from the fact that Bezer has a right to postulate the Shah to begin with, from the fact that Bezer is allowed to say that, yeah, the din is Neiter, the abstract theoretical din is Neiter, in such and such a direction, that's based on the principle of Rov. So you see that Rov works, which told us being Mavara Safek, so you have a right to extrapolate from there to the one piece of meat that's found on the ground. Feel for the rope tells you probably came from one of the nine stores. But that's all the world of theory. That doesn't count down to practical yet. It says that that's not enough. Not enough just to say, Heichel Adin Noita. You need Beis Din. Only Beis Din has the right to Noita Simon. Only Beis Din has the right to impose the Psach Halacha. So it's that requirement of being Beis Din and being Mamas B'Shloish, you need all three Dayanim to be honest together. So it's that you have to come up with a second din of Rov. That's the din of Rubik Kakulu, that's the din that the Issa Nebuchadnezzar sent. Says Reb Chaim, in every psak of Beis Din, there are two different dinim of rov that are taking place. One is working in the theoretical sphere, one is working in the philosophical sphere. Heichad Adin Noita. That's the din of rov working to address the suffix. And then the second din is Kachus Yudhi Beis Din. Even if you know Heichad Adin Noita, Tabami Yachid, and I know the din is such and such, but if someone on Beis Din, it's going to be the second din of rov to give me the Kachad Beis Din. So there are two dinim of rov because there are two different problems. You have to decide the theoretical shalom, and you have to practically put it down the mice of Beis Din of Sat Beis Din. So comes Reb Chaim and says, this din from Ein Holchen to Mamon Achah Rov, this halach that you can't be mitzi Mamon just based on rov alone. Says Reb Chaim, this means as follows: you can't be mitzi Mamon. You can't have the makat of hatish. You can't force the guy to pay money, to give back the money, based on a principle of Rove. What can you do based on a principle of Rove? You can figure out the theoretical, blah, blah, blah. You can figure out, hey, I didn't know it there. That's okay. That's not a problem. Just to decide what, which way is pointing in the direction of the suffix, that's okay. That's not a violation of Adolf and Roman Abba Rove. So it comes to time and says, when it comes to, again, every day is a new two things. First, they're deciding up in Elvis Al Yoinim, Hechen and Denoite. So that they can work based on Rome. You have two Dayorim saying one, saying Chaim, and one Dayorim saying Potter. That's not a violation. But now, when it comes down, practically speaking, you have to decide, are we going to be Maitzi Mammon or not? Do we have the Kirch of Eze or not? So why don't you say, why don't you step in at that point and say, oh, in Hotel Mammon Acharo, say you have no right to give this base that it didn't base the base on Rome. Says Reb Chaim, no, that's invoking the second type of a rov. When you invoke the principle of turning the meal into the rov, bittul the rov, there's no distinction between nominus and nefoshos and yisurin. The din of ein hokum mamon acharov means that we mevar asafek. The only time there's a problem with ein hokum mamon acharov is only when you're being mevar asafek, and only if the purpose of your viewer is to be matzi mamon. Either one of those two things are lacking, that's not a problem of Ein Hokum Mamon Acharov. Says Reb Chaim, that works out perfectly. It's exactly what Tezim Baba Kam is talking about. Whenever you have a case of two Dayanim saying Chaim, one Dayan saying Father, true, you're invoking two different robes, but each robe is not a violation of the principle of Ein Hokum Mamon Acharov. The first part of robe that you're trying to use, theoretical, Hechel, Din, Noita, you're not doing anything yet. You're not fasting yet. You're not doing Mitzvah Mamon yet. That's not a problem of Ein Hokum Mamon Acharov. The second bit of robe that you're trying to invoke, namely, that you have two dayanim saying one and one saying potter, so we're going to give the one dayanim that says potter the qualities of the other. But that's not a rove of vira, that's not a rove which is addressing the suffix. That's a rove of issa nepech v'yos heter. What does that do with mamonis? There's no quality of rove mamonach harov. And rove mamonach harov means you keep the mevara suffix you did the mamonis based on the principle of rove. So Chaim says that's what Tosfos meant. That when it comes to the basic qualities of Chaim, is that Ein Hokum Mamon Acharov. All people go every single week. You cannot ever possibly have a shadow that your mom is based on Rov. Beis Din is the exception to the rule because each aspect of what you're trying to do with the Rov of Beis Din is not totally on the claw of Ein Hokum Mamon Acharov. It's a tough question. Try what one more time.
The whole Rechaim? No, just how we apply the Ein Hokum Mamon Acharov.
Yeah, Rechaim says basically the only time Ein Hokum Mamon Acharov makes sense is first of all you have to be working with Rov number one in the sense of trying to be a virus suffering. Right? The claw of Rubik Kulo, that applies to Mamonis, Pashas, Yisurim, there's no distinction whatsoever. It's got to be a type of a row that's it's being trying to devour a suffix. But number two, Reb Chaim says, it has to be a Bura suffix that's being Mitzi Mamon. Not a Bura suffix that's just theoretically setting up the facts in advance, it's just setting up the theoretical philosophical background, Hechel Adin Noite. That's not called Inhochen B'mamon Acharo, that's called Vindan Svaras Acharo. So you're only using the rove, when it comes to Shalom Beis Din, you're only using the principle of rove in two different ways. The first thing you're doing is being down on the svara, that's not called Ein Hokum Mamon Acharov yet. The second thing that you're being down on is to say that the one dayan takes on the qualities of the other. That's not a rove of Torah's Bira Safik, that's a rove of Torah's Bira Safik. So it's called that subject to Ein Hokum Mamon Acharov. That's what Chaim says. Okay? But everyone who here, when they read their Chaim, understood their Chaim? At least the words of Chaim. Who here? Kehutias understands a little bit of what Reb Chaim says now. Still not sure. So we didn't get anything.
So we're saying when Beis
Din. I spoke for half hour about nothing. That's very, very tough for Reb Chaim. Very, very hard for Reb Chaim. Yeah.
When Beis Din passing the Shiloh Dini Mamonas, they're not violating either of these two.
Right.
These two categories of
Rove. Right. Because Rove, the only time Rove ain't of a Rove like a Rove is you have two things after that. It has to be a Rove which is addressing a suffix, And it has to be a road that's being mighty mammon. So when it comes to Beis Din, the first half of what Beis Din is doing, they've been down in the Svaris, they're not being down in the Motzi Mammon. The second half of what Beis Din is doing is when you decide that since two Dayanim said one way, the third disagrees, so we're going to make believe that the third said the same as the first two, that's not a robe in terms of addressing a Sakhi, that's a robe of Bittul Barov. So Bittul Barov, that's not subject to the Klom, but it's not a robe. Okay? Can we at least get your album towards it? Now I got it? No, so? You got a little bit? It's a tougher time, right? It's a very, 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 very hard time.
That's what I understood.
You understood Josh understood before. You're all there. I won't even allow myself to say that. But didn't everyone realize that's what Tosis means? Even I'm not sure that's Tosis. That's a famous one. So whether or not, even if you missed this, you know, every fine-tuned of this Rebbeim, the Chari the Yisod of Reb Chaim, namely, that there are two different clothes of robe, is really true. That's really a double puzzle. That it's obvious, even if you don't quite understand how this all fits in the Nechum Lachar robe, it's a puzzle that there's a concept of robe which is the Mavar Sofer, will be down in the Sofer, and then that's Teisha Chemilios, and a piece of meat that's down the street. Then you have a different type of robe, that's the Din of robe by Shechit Nasimah. Right? Everyone understands that was the two different types of robe. Because of in the notes of Reb Chaim, it's an important quote in the brackets from Reb Tully Trump.
We're being mechalak off the Matthias, so we say that the same story about Reb Chaim's mechalak. Because when you say that there's a concept that majority is meaning, it's not kind of a concept of the bottom, it's that we're not marked there once you have a majority.
I don't know, okay, that's what it
looks. Isn't it about focus anyways, about whether Rome. It's
intended
with the
bottle,
or
the people
wasn't when trade
food goes in. Yeah, that's it, yeah. Listen, yeah. Okay. I have to put this off for the audacity. Some type of this. Okay. So comes the notes of Reb Chaim, the quote from the Talmud Trust, the Granat. He's Reb Shimon Radin. He has the Chofetz Chaim's life, so the Talmud is Reb Shimon Radin. Fascinating shot in Granat, which is really related to this. I think it drives home, so that makes it perhaps even a little bit clearer, this idea that Reb Chaim is saying, this is a general concern today, so I want to talk about some of this. There is a famous kasha that originally was shown against Mordechai, as follows as it did, that let's say you have nine stores for selling kosher food, and one store selling trade food, and you find a piece of meat ground on the floor, so you go bust a rope, the meat is kosher, but let's say, that's not the scenario, let's say, I know that I went into one of the stores, and I can't remember which store I went into. And now I have a piece of meat in my hand. It's not that I found a little flat, a piece of meat in my hand. And I just can't remember for the life of me that I go into the kosher store, the training store. So comes the Gemara and says, that meat is also min HaTorah. Why is that also min HaTorah? What's the famous word? Kol kavua kemechta mechtetam. The Gemara says that whenever the Dabra also and the Dabra Mutar are munach min komo, they're set in their place, they're sitting where they are, so that's called that's called kol kavua kemechta mechtetam. You don't follow the principle of rolling. Well, then Zafu Apostle indicates when the meat is found on the floor, so the meat is not the makom hakdis anymore. The meat is left the stores. So once we know that the meat left the stores and the suffix is no longer on the street, so that's called kol deparish kol deparish. That's called kol basarov. But whenever I can't remember which store I went into, that's called a letters of something taking place in the store, and the store is a dover kavua, and there it's called kavua kavetz and that's another. The Gemara derives this from Apostle. It's like Xeris HaKosim. Again, those who learn the beginning, the end of the first back of Ksubis, so we never got that from last year. That's when the whole Sukkot Kavua appears. So again, this is a very, very difficult concept of why they should be so with the Svar, the Lomaisa, half of the Noah. So, there's a famous Kasha that already the Rishon asked, Mordechai is born with this promise. If the whole principle of Ro is learned out from Tayyadim, so why don't we say the following Kasha? Why don't we say every case of Beis Din following two out of the three Dayanim, that should be a violation of the principle of Kavua. What happens? You have three Dayanim. They have a Din Torah. So you have three Dayanim who are sitting next to each other. Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Two of the Dayanim say Chai. One of the Dayanim says Potter. So the Torah says Achar Aram Lahathos. Comes the Mordechai. Yes, it's not called Kavua, Chavech, Tzavech, Tzadami. The Dayanim are sitting in their place. The Dayanim are all three sitting on chairs. They're all in one place. So why do you say that's dumya to the case of no nasafek and machom akvias, that we should say that the robe shouldn't work? That's the kasha for the shabbos.
We should say everywhere? I mean,
the kasha is, how could there ever be a din of kavua? So the din of kavua l'chor is so to the very makor for robe. The whole makor for the whole principle of robe is from the dayanim, but the dayanim is good for kavua. That's the Mordechai's kasha. Okay, so how come the halacha doesn't declare the din of kavua? So the Mordechai says something very philosophical, esoteric. The Mordechai says, no, that what we've been done on is not, when we count up the dayanim, so we don't count up the body of the dayanim, we count the words that come out of the mouth. So the Mordechai says, the words that come out of the mouth, that's called the barish, move a barish. That's like the piece of meat that's found on the floor. Sounds a little bit funny what that means. I'll try to explain that a little bit. So, what's the deal here? Why should it be that every case of Leon isn't considered to be a violation of Kavua? Comes from the Chabad, comes to Granada and says, no, say so this is sort of a Chayim, but there are really two different things happening in a Psach of Bez in a row. First, it's being done on the theoretical level, the philosophical level, Heichalat bin Daitse. So, Dina says to Granat, the people are not important. What's important? It's the opinions that are important. The people, says from the Granat, are just, the opinion has to come out of somewhere. So, the people are sitting on the base, then each one is giving their opinion. So, you have three opinions in front of you, you're taking a survey, and two out of the three said Chayim. So, that's the Heichalat bin Daitse. So, says the Granat, the principle of kavua is when you're dealing with chatichas. The principle of kavua is when you're dealing with chetzes, like the case of the meat, like the original mock of the grass of kavua, that 10 people sitting in one place, not a Jew, one's like, oh, it's a complicated story. When you're dealing with objects, you're dealing with tangible things, that's considered to be the principle of kavua. When you're dealing with theoretical opinions as to what the halacha should be, so kavua doesn't get off the ground. That's, you say no more than that. It says the granat, the chared is a kasha, the kin has the kasha even further. When it comes to days, then you are being down on people. Why? Because the Mishnah says, "Dini Mamas B'Shloisha," you require three dayanim. So here, you need to be bodies. You need three people for the days to be kosher. You don't just need three opinions. So why don't you say that for the fact that we're saying that you follow Rove to declare that this is, that two out of three, that's enough. So we should apply the principle of kavua to that half of the Rove. Comes the Granat and says, no, the din of kavua was only said when you're invoking Rove to be Mavar Safa. You have a latest Safa, like in the case of the meat which is found on the ground. So you're trying to figure out where did the meat come from. So the clause should basically be Rove, but if it's Kavua, so Kavua stops the view of Rove in this track. Kavua says you have no right to be Mavar the Safa when you have Kavua on your hands. However, so there's not. The second half of Rove, the fact that the Dar Kavua loses its identity, the call of Kavua don't apply there. Says the Granat, okay, when anybody has such a silly kasha, when I shech the simon, shech the shimon of a chicken, so how can you say that the shechit is kasha if 51% of the simon is shechted, the rest of the 49 is Kavua, it's Kavua bim komo, see a kaitzero, ko Kavua kemechza mechzadami. The Granat says that's a silly kasha, because Kavua means, because there's a kasha of Kavua, means that you don't say ro b'teres biror, but ro b'teres rubo kakulo. Rove the Torah is giving the meal the dinim of the rove. So clearly, I'm going to put you in there because of Kavua. So says the Granat, that's when it comes to Beis Din, it's inappropriate to think of invoking the principle of Kavua. Because in which half of Rove are you going to use it? If you're going to use it on Rove on the first half of Hechel Adin Noite, that's not a din of Chetzes, that's a din of opinions. And opinions, there's no din of Kavua. The only din of Chetzes that are involved is the Mispar HaDayanim, the Minyan HaDayanim. Says that they're not. The minyan of dayanim, you're not invoking the din of rov b'toras b'ras sofik. You're invoking the din of rov b'toras b'kul b'rov b'toras isin ha'pavlios hevder. So on that, the chiyagam has never said a din of kavua b'tchila. So the Granat says that's the answer. Based on Rechaim's yisoy, that's the answer. So upon this yisoy of Rechaim, there are two different din of having a rov. Whenever you have a rov of days, there's a rov on the theoretical level of hechem din leida, and then there's a rov on the. In the sense of Rubuk Akuba, in terms of the Mispras Hayonim, so though, that's an important yisayin. It's important because the Chaim uses it in terms of Enoch Allah and Aroi, and it's important in terms of potentially solving the problem.
Yes, aren't we basically using the role? What about the, when they say you use the first role to decide which way the thing is not that is? Why is that not stopped by a close role?
Oh, because he says, you're not being down on chapters, you're down on opinions. It could be actually the Mordechai Yemen, the Mordechai said that the words that are coming out, you're not being down to people, you're being down on their words. Maybe that's what he meant, but the Granat made a little bit more on this rest.
So,
Bir halacha is more rov issue or more kavua issue?
No, the bir halacha part in theory should have been subject to kavua, but kavua only applies to chesed, doesn't apply to up in the air. Hashem gave the second half of the rov is bechol Hashem.
Saying that the misra dayanim only comes into play at the shas marbit, which is soaked in when we're
but
time that the mas is going on and misra dayanim isn't the ikar.
That's Reb Chaim seems to be saying something like that. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, this is a tough Reb Chaim. They have to spend a little bit of time on it. Let's move on a little bit. Let's move on to the next sentence. These three sigas are all against them. So, Kachas, we spent a lot of time doing the Menachem and the Menachem and the Menachem. We have two basic mahalakim places in it. First of all, we kind of had to solve the problem. But there's one loose thread in this entire sigya, and then the Menachem Din and the Nefashos fit into this whole pattern. Ultimately, what you stand on Din and Mamanus is that going to be the same opinion of Din and Nefashos or not? So, there's one place that we know for a fact holds it to the same, which is that? Which does it for sure holds whatever the Klam and the Mamas are the exact same Klam and the Mamas. Gimel Beis, right? Tosfos, what did Tosfos do in Sanhedrin? Asked you. Tosfos said that the Klam Ein Ofer Melach Arov can't really mean it. It's limited to a Rov, which is a very Shvach Arov. And what forced Tosfos to come to that unbelievable conclusion? One Gemara. What was the one Gemara? Basically, Gemara Sama Test. So Tosfos couldn't believe how can it be that the Nefashos Holchen Acharov didn't mumbles Ein Ofer Melach Arov. It's against the Kama Chomer of Gimel and Beis. So it must be the Gemara of Gimel and Kama don't mean what they sound like. The Gemara of Maas doesn't mean what it sounds like. And all those Gemara's talking about Shvach Arov, Rav Atali, but the Das of the Adam, Kehin of Achayim. So Tosfos in that city was so convinced, you know, Shana Vadao, that mumbles and Nefashos cannot be split one from another. If a Rav works in mumbles, it works in Nefashos, it works in Nefashos, it's known, everything is the same. The Tyson Baba Kama, the Chayr is right. Because let's go through this outside for a second. What did Tyson Baba Kama say? Tyson Baba Kama started having a kasha. How does it din remain holding the Machra, the Mamanacha Rove, Gaval Peshrigan, and all the Machra Rove? What do you do if you want to stand at the funeral base? It says you follow Rove Day on him. So what did Tyson do? Rather than changing the Klaal and Enoch, the Machra Rove, what Klaal did Tyson change? The Din of Dayanim. They revamped Dayanim by saying that the Nil Din of Manolaysam, Archabib Kadisar, Chayyidis. So with the dust settles, according to Tosfos Baba Kama, what's the din by Mamanus? Tachlis. Bottom line. Except for this. The bottom line is, Ein Ofer Melach Arov. But isn't that a problem? Because what Gemara is staring us in the face? What does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin of Samach Tes? What does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin of Samach Tes? Hokum Bidu Fashas Achar Arov. So that's good. But the dust settles, according to Tosfos, don't you have a stira? Don't you have one Gemara that says when it comes to the Mamanus, it's that Ein Ofer Melach Arov, when it comes to the Farshas, hopefully the Farshas are Arov. So how can that be? So comes the Maral Chabib and says, yeah, the Taka can be. That Tosfos in Baba Kama disagrees fundamentally with what we say in Sanhedrin. Tosfos holds that Shayach the Mechal between the two. What's the Savarach and Mechal? So comes the Maral Chabib and says, one word. What's the one word? One word. One word that explains the difference. It's such a crazy thing. Right? Well, I'd ask you, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and say this. You kill somebody based on rogue, but you can't take away his money based on rogue. You say that is the most ridiculous thing in the world, right? That's exactly what Tosfos Ahmed says. So the way Maram Chavim is learning from Shah and Tosfos Ahmed, Tosfos is right. That's what Tosfos says. Altazoy, Mukhtar. The Maram Chavim, the Kutsas Fakest, and this whole group of people going along, comes to Kutsas Fakest and says that. Tons of goodness of faith that says that why in Ochel Melach Arov, why not? Follow Rov when it comes to Isser. So the answer is, we already said a couple of days ago, was the special Isser cost of Rov, Hamotzi Mechavera Olav Arayim. What's the answer to this problem? That it manages to defies logic that in Ochel Melach Arov, if Adi should follow Rov, if follow Rov through Matthew, Sue, Marshall, and follow up by Mominus, because of Moses. Comes to the faith and says, the principle of Muchzak only applies by Din Mamanus and doesn't apply by Din Nefashos. So it comes out of Din Nefashos, which doesn't have that added mila of Muchzak, so you go bust it a regular column, the regular column are, that you follow Rav and call it Torah Kula. Why is there no muhsaf by dinin defunction? Isn't that funny thing about muhsaf dinin defunction? Anyone see what the Kiddush Sega says? Don't understand what he's talking about? He's trying to explain this, right? He's trying to explain this phenomenon. He says, Tari Sim Chan places in from the Kham. He says, yeah, because there's no dinin muhsaf by dinin defunction. What does he say?
Unless you need to pile them on money, but you're not.
Well, no, he didn't say that. That's what the Kiddush Sega says. No, what did he say? In one line. He said, you know why there's no muksaf when it comes to din and refreshes? Because that's what you're being taught on, is yichayev nisanat. Can anyone explain what he's talking about? I don't understand. That's what you're being taught on in what?
In the moments also.
In the moments also. Why are you being taught on whether you're also learning that? No. Did you see that line in Kriptos Sekis? Did you just tell me that? No, Josh, you said that line.
Maybe you're not taking it and giving you some else.
It's like we're going to say the famous mice are going to say famous kasha that Rias and Abish made the following call. You know, when you if somebody comes to a rab and asks Mishal is the saddle straight or not, and yeah, the rab passes the shayla, you know, it's straight, and it costs the guy $1,000, he throws it into the garbage, and he doesn't ask the rab a question, he still loves the rab, no one goes for it. So we go to the Torah with his friend with the same $1,000, and the rab will say that his friend is gets the money. So the guy will start to curse and scream and yell at the rabbi. Why, it's the same $1,000. So Beres Ashi says, you're right. It doesn't bother him that he lost $1,000. It bothers him that the other guy got the $1,000. So that's what Josh is saying also. Yeah, that's nice. And also, for your show,
we have a call in general that which you're not being done on a specific dollar bill. So which money that the guy owns are you saying that he's not muhsik on? Meaning, with the goof, you're being done on that actual goof, so I can point to an object and say I'm being done on that object. With the money, it's not like there's a specific bill that you're, a specific
maybe,
money that you're being done.
I mean, you can only say being done, but maybe, I don't know. So I thought the Torah is a different word. I thought that the Chayra, what places in the Makamah, assuming that's what they're really saying, the saying is like this. It's not because you're being done on this thing, but the concept of Muxam doesn't make sense by giving the Fashas. Because a person is not muksaf on himself. I'm not about to own myself. I don't own my body. Moshe Rabbeinu Adomit is a famous Rambam. Rambam says, "Kapan Allah is that a person walks the bays and he says that he killed somebody. How come you don't kill him? Is it called Inuy Meis Matzah Rasha? How come? What's the rationale behind that?" So the Rambam is in effect bothered with a kasha. It's not just stuff with philosophical kasha. It's a lack of kasha. Namely, there's a dinim of those about the Kmeidim Dami. The Gemara that says the Zerasa cause of a dinim moment is I can walk to Beit and say that I earn $1,000 and I am Neman. So what's the dinim moment is in a fashion? So the Rambam gives you this whole psychological insight. The Rambam says the reason why we can't kill you is because we're afraid that maybe you're trying to commit suicide and you're too scared to slit your own wrists and to jump off the roof. So maybe you're trying to do it in a roundabout way where you get Beit to help you commit suicide. Therefore, we don't play a game. That's what the Rambam writes. So the Radvaz writes in that Rambam, why did the Rambam have to close the psychological insight? Why did the Rambam say, Tosha, Din is Adav, but Din Kimei, no, it means that I'm a Bailam on myself. Let's say I walk the base and I say, I'd like to be make Adav, but Din, that Jonathan owes Josh $1,000. That's not Adav, but Din, that's Erecha, so Jonathan could take a shvu with the Machesh me. Adav, but Din, by its very definition, means when you're being both on yourself, when you're about Din. So comes the Radvaz and says, I'm not about Din in my own life. Has shalat on my life. Haraya, I'm not allowed to kill myself. I'm allowed to put my money towards the garbage. It's a bit about hashmas, okay, very nice, not a good thing to do. But in terms of pure halacha, there's really nothing wrong with it. Hashem gave me the fashas. I'm not allowed to take my own life because I'm not the balabas myself. I'm not allowed to be chayt b'yatz. I'm not allowed to cut myself because I'm not a balabas myself. So the chayt, that's what the Tzaddikim of the Kabbalah is saying. That the principle of muhsa really is a dinamamris principle that doesn't apply outside the realm of dinamamris. So even though at first glance it seems to defy logic, because after all, it should be easier to take away somebody's money than to kill them, so the answer is not true. That because of that, this brand new halacha of muhsa, the Zeres HaKasov, but ain't all the Lama Harov, it's same with the face, that Zeres HaKasov only applies by mamris, doesn't apply by nefashos. So, because that's such a chiluch like that, that it's in a sense it's easier to kill a person to take away his money. So this may be the beer of the famous Shita Sabahag that we spoke a little bit about last year, we might have a little bit now. There is a few machlokes that we've shown about the following. We know that Allah is, remember this year, you have an issue with the Shazinsa, so two things happen. Number one, she's chayav as visa for it, they're aiden and asur ashtalai visa. Number two, she also becomes a surah labanas, you have to force the husband to divorce her. So how much proof do you need to prove that this woman is a nation, that she's in some of these two halachas? So when it comes to the chayav nisa, So the Gemara says the Feirish, in the end of the first paragraph of the second Machos, that all you need is Ashir Kederach Amin Afim. That as long as you don't have to have the agency, what's called Kederach B'Shoferes, Kederach B'Shoferes means Imamish, so Isa Ma'is, literally, the Gemara says you don't need that. All you need is Kederach Amin Afim. It looks pretty bad. It looks like, oh, look, about to see the actors. No, that's good enough. You can read the days in the head, at least, even though you're never really sure they saw the actual Ma'is itself. So when it comes to these days, we know that it's what about Lokad, Lesser, Isha, Ma'ilot? So there seems to be three different sheetahs in the Rishonim. So most of the Rishonim assume that it's the same thing, that whatever you need for Lokad, you need for Lesser, Isha, Ma'ilot. So there are two different version sheetahs in the Rishonim. So Rashi, who spoke about last year, seems to say that you don't even need Kederach Ben Afim. All you need is what's called, who remembers? In the phrase from last year? Hidekir, remember? We spoke about this. Hidekir means all you need is that. Is that it looks bad, but it doesn't even have to look terrible. It's not that they saw Mamish, the two of them, literally up off about and have Mamish together. They saw all kind of suspicious looking things. They walked in, they saw my shoes, I'm gonna bed. So they didn't really see anything which indicated that there's a znus about to happen a second later. So that's Eidei Kiyah. So Rashi said, under certain circumstances, even that's enough to hold to issue with Baila. So you can agree with Rashi, disagree with Rashi, but at least conceptually it doesn't bother us. Because after all, less issue of Baila, there is much easier to stand, so it's gonna be much less than to actually kill somebody. So Rashi's sheet is not something. Tells the sheet that holds that the two are the same. Both cases, you need to read something after, it's also not something. Comes a Rosh in the name of the Nahag, and it's still a one, it's also the Nahag, that you know what you need, lesser Isha Baila. It's not enough Abikir, and it's not enough Rias Kederach Ben Afim. You have to see Mamish Kibicho B'Shoferes. You cannot be asking Isha Baila, but you Mamish to Osa Maisa. The Rosh says, it's crazy, it doesn't make any sense. How can it be harder to be most Yishuv Baila than to kill them? So the standard answer is usually given is as follows. When we speak about Ashur and Yishuv Baila, so there are really two different things that are happening. Where we're addressing an issue in terms of Isra. So we didn't have an Ezra, which is the Mitzvah of Mitzvah of Surah Labaila. So it's an Issa, it's like Trapus, it's like the Hashem Hara, where Shah is now, it's really why she was on already. And then there's another din that you are losing the Dini Mamnes Chuyus that comes in your wife, that your wife. The woman like this, but your wife belongs to you, should make the Baila. So that's a bit of the Mamunis. So in a certain sense, you're muhsuk on your wife. So that's what the Baha'i is saying. That this idea that Ri'iya Kederach Ben Afim is good enough. So what does that mean, Ri'iya Kederach Ben Afim is good enough? Well, nice, and we can't say with absolute 1000% certainty that we saw the Abir. It's not like we saw a guy taking a gun and shooting, and we saw the guy fall on the floor. So we saw an act of Zichna. We did not see an act of Zinos. We saw something that's a 95.5% chance that's going to lead to an act of Zinos. So comes Allah, comes Mechadish, that's good enough for the Nefashos. That's good enough because the Nefashos should follow the Raiv. The Raiv is, if you saw such an act, some of the real act happened. When it comes to Ishabi Baila, so in terms of creating the Isla Baila, it could be in a Khanami, it could be that the Isla Baila, in theory, should have been Chal based on Rov. But the problem is to create an Isla Baila, that by definition means it being made to the Isha Nechaz Basabal, in terms of the Imamis, when it comes to the Imamis, and Amin Maman, Achar Rov. So as backwards, as Lachar it sounds, as counterintuitive as it sounds, that the ask for Isha Baila is going to be harder than to kill somebody, it's the same counter. Intuitiveness, not that word, as who? Who's responsible for the same counterintuitive shita? Tosis in. There's no Mekamah. It's not the same thing. Because that is it's backwards. Yeah, it's backwards, but it's tough one. Backwards is the more. It's chazaka, most of which staring in the face that caused you to come to this, which is otherwise a bizarre conclusion. So the truth is, if you really want to connect these two shitas, the shitas of Ahad and the shitas of Tosis, you're really hinting at one point. What you're really saying is that the whole Isha Bidaila is working with a regular clone of Muhsak. That when I'm married to them, my wife is Bershusi, in the sense of Isha Nidnas Labaila, that means a really serious thing. So that's probably a big machlek. It's the famous kasha that everybody asks. How come we know that Allah is that the main condition talks of Isha Zish? That's Mrs. Kohn, so if Reuben comes in the Kadi Shim's wife, so once she's already Mrs. Kohn, she's already Mrs. Shimon, so then Reuben's condition is not going to come. So why should that be so? Why should the main condition talks of Isha Zish? So anyone know the famous Pnei Yeshua? Famous word from Pnei Yeshua condition. Pnei Yeshua says that main condition talks of Isha Zish is for the same reason as follows. Let's say I have a car, and I sell the car to Josh. And now a week later I decide I want to sell the car to Daniel. So when we sell the car to Daniel, I can't do that. It's not mine anymore. I don't own the car anymore, so it's understood that I can't sell it. I don't know. So it comes to Ben Shimon and says, that's why any condition does the agency. Every woman which is born, so she's she's a familiar. What do you mean? She owns herself. Once she sells herself to Reuven, she can't turn around and go accept Kiddushin from Shimon, because she's not the mother of herself anymore. She was in Moichar HaZchuyos of Kiddushin to her husband, so now her husband owns her. Her husband is the Bible, and her Isha, the Yekbeisla Bible, says the Pnei Yeshua means an honest forgiveness in the realm of Dini Mamanes. So the Avdi Meluim calls that Pischachula. He says, I don't know what the Pischachula is talking about. What does he need this story for? He says, you know why Ein Kiddushin don't say Beish Zish? Because she's an Arab, she's a Bashar Zahra. He says, the thing is that Ein Kiddushin don't say all Beish Zish, even all Beish Zish. So Beish Zish is another example of an Arab. So Mecha Taisa says, the Avdi Meluim, I'll prove to you that I'm right. The thing is that let's say Beish Zish is in son, the child is born, so the kid is a mamzer, the result of a woman who's bizarre with somebody else, the kid's a mamzer. So says the Avdi Meluim, if you can tell me that the only reason why the Kiddushin are not toasting with somebody else is just some quirk in Dini Mamanis, so why should that affect the Chazam Zeris? The Chazam Zeris means that whenever you have a couple who have a Kiddushin child, and the couple could not have had Kiddushin together, so that child is labeled as a mamzer. If the couple just decided not to have Kiddushin today, Pone Balapri, the kid's not a mamzer, the kid's nothing wrong with the kid. But if they couldn't have had Kiddushin, say, a brother and a sister, a father and a daughter, a mother and a son, etc., so there's no possibility to have Kiddushin up the Alapha. That's the Kiddushin of Zeris. So said the Avdi Meluim, if the Chisar and Kiddushin of an Eish Zish is just because you can't sell a car twice, so he finds it very humorous to say that that's going to result in Mavzeris. Afach, you have to say that the Chisar of Kiddushin of an Eish Zish is the same exact Chisarim as all the other Arayas. So that's the Issam Hedda thing, it did not create Mavzeris. But I call upon him, not on the Kiddushin now, but that's an important Mavzeris conceptually, so without even how to understand the relationship between the husband and wife. And according to Pnei Yeshua, there's some very serious, heavy-duty Dinim Amanis transferring over here. Let's say the Moshe, there's a Gemara, the Kiddushin, Nabav. Do you know what Kiddushin, Nabav? Do you have Kiddushin? No? Oh, you have Kiddushin? Kaddish Milva? We spoke about this at the beginning of the year, right? It was for the first day. The Gemara says that let's say you are, let's say this woman borrows a money from you. And then it comes time for her to pay it up, and she's a little bit low on funds. So you say to her, you know what, don't pay me up, I'm a Kaddish with that money. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara says that that's no good. The Gemara says, because it's no belong to it, etc. So then the Rishon explained, based on the end of that Gemara, let's say you word it as follows, that I'm a Kaddish you with the Hanas Mechilas Hamilva. Right? So that's okay. I'm not a Kaddish with the Etzem Hamilva itself, with the Etzem Mechilas Hamilva. I'm a Kaddish of you, the benefit, I'm giving you such a Nachas Ruach, and I'm being Melech HaYechai, so the Gemara says that's okay. So then the Gemara says, what's the deal of the following case? Let's say, I'm not such a nice guy to her. I say to her like this. I said, I'm not going to be Melech HaYechai, but I'm going to give you a week delay. You don't have to pay me now, you have another week. And that other week, that week of delay in the Chol would be worth a little bit of money to you. Who wants to not pay off the Chol right now? She wants money in the bank to make more money now. But she would be willing to pay $1 to somebody else to try to get me to delay that Chol. So the Gemara says, I go up to the woman and I say, Haram, the Gemara says, the Hanos, Harvachas, Azman of that Chol. So the Gemara says, that's also okay. The Gemara says, the Kiddushin is going to be Chal. So the Gemara says, you're not supposed to do it because it looks a little bit like ribbis. Why does it look like ribbis? Because here the Chosin is going to get, he's going to get the Chol back in the end. And what did he get to boot? Besides the chov, what else did you walk away with? Walk away with a wife. So the Gemara says you shouldn't do that. But you got a chov plus a wife. You got $5 back plus a wife. So the Gemara says you're not supposed to do it. It doesn't look nice. So come to Rishon and say it doesn't look nice. Rishon and say that should be ribbis there. So what do you mean it doesn't look nice? What does the Gemara say? It's haramish ribbis. It looks a little bit fishy. That should be an innocent ribbis there. So what does ribbis there mean? I paid you $5. You gave me $5 plus shame. So here you gave me $5 plus a wife. So the chov has to be ribbis there. The Rash from that Gemara says no. You know why it's not Ribbis Deraisa? Because the husband doesn't really get the wife in terms of Dini Mamanis. Ribbis Deraisa means I give you $5, then I give you $5 plus a quarter, so that you gave me something in terms, tangible terms of Dini Mamanis. That's considered to be Ribbis Deraisa. Here, the wife, she's not the Rosh Hashanah, it says Isha Nikmis the Bible. Nah, we all know it doesn't really mean that. That's just a symbolic way of us talking. So that's not considered to be Ribbis Deraisa. The Ritva Nekumar says, no, you know why it's not Ribbis Deraisa? Because you're not gaining something, the Ritva says you're losing. You gotta support it now. You gotta pay her. It's gonna cost you in moments every week. So, you know, in the end of the day, you're losing money on this deal. Yeah.
I understand. You
want
to give you a loan
for
that,
like someone
was saying. You mean the terms that you should have to pay
you within
a minute, but the fact that you're giving me your pay off,
you
have to pay for that.
Yeah, it's
a
ribbis, of course.
Yeah,
I'll
do it. Why is the rush? The rush is the wrong. The reason why I'm restricted is because.
Because you're moving, you're clear. Yeah, but the problem is that the Bahag was not talking about regular moment. The Bahag was talking about the din of Ezezish. He's talking about your moving from your life. So that, this Bahag, you have to do a lot of work with this Bahag. Not only makes sense if you're working with this Mahalach that there's no Muxik by the Pashas and there is Muxik by Mahalach. And then number two, you have to say that Ishus is like a din of moment. That's a little bit shanky. That's a Kedu. This is not a heavenly topic. This is a Kedushi topic already. How do you view the relationship between the din of mamonis and the husband and wife? Is it like the Yeshua seems to be saying that it really is a din of mamonis, or is it like the Abba Luba says it's not really mamonis, like the Rashba saying it's not really mamonis, it's another fall of regular clone of mamonis. So, but I thought about it, that the normal mahalach in this Bahag is to link this Bahag to this place in the Mukam, and this idea that mamonis are in a certain sense harder to deal with than the din of mamonis.
When the Rashba says that it's not considered a Torah's din in mamonos when you take a wife, is he saying that it's not beneficial to you, but it is like you're being kohen at possession, but it's a possession that's not going to give you any benefit?
No, that's what the Rizvah is saying. The Rizvah is saying you get benefit because it costs you more benefit.
That's the Rizvah?
That's the Rizvah saying. Kol isha kol adol yasa. That's a plain thing about it. The Rizvah is called kol eved ki kol adol yasa. The Rizvah is called kol isha.
Rivas only applies to mamonos?
Yeah, it has to be something that's really that you can say that I'm claiming it. Now there are other types of rivers, like if you do me favors, those kinds of things, and those may also be other rivers that are buying. So possible. So we're assuming for now that the fundamental machlokes in the two types of because of the time place and hedron really on the two positions, the fundamental machlokes in terms of what are the limitations of any kind of cloud in Ochel Macharo, the types of hedron limited only to a road chain of Hashem. The Taisus in Bavakama extends it to all types of roads. That's one major Machlokes. And now, the way the Chinuch HaSefer is presenting it, there's a second Machlokes that's not there, namely the relationship between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Pashas. And according to those Tanaim, it's a Mamonos all the same. That Ein Ochel with Mamon Acha Aroiv, Ein Ochel with Nefar, I'm sorry, that. When Taisus said, Eben Holch with Mamon Acha Aroiv, basically. Holchim in the Pashta Haro, basically. The only time you know if it's a Rosh and a Chosh, because the Chosh and is fundamentally distinguishable to it. There is another Mahalach, that is the famous Mahalach of the Sheikh Shemot. We talked about this a little bit last year, but we have to really work on this. This is a really fundamental Yisai Sheikh Shemot develops, and he develops this in a few different places throughout the Sefer, and ultimately, it really boils down to a lot of the things that we're talking about now. Really, a better peer in this entire scene. Come to Sheikh Shneitzer, which follows him to go. It's all based on Rambam. There's a famous Rambam in the Sanhedrin, the Rambam says as follows. We know there's a Chal Gadol that in order to give a guy Misa, you require Shnei, no, whatever question that. In order to give a guy Malkus, you require Shnei Edom also. Double question. So let's say, for example, you have Chelev. So Chelev is this Akaris, every Akaris is also this Malkus. So if one Edom would walk to the base and say, Reuben ate Chelev, what would you do? Absolutely nothing. You don't give him Malkus. Zero. You should have made that. However, comes around and says, you leave the following Chiddush. Let's say, an Edom walks to the base and tells us that this piece of meat is chayla. Now we don't know whether it's chayla or not. The Erechim supplies the information. What's the din? Is the Erechim Emon? Yeah, why? Because Erechim Emisim. Very good. So they said at the Paschim that this particular meat that's sitting now on the table is chayla. Finish, no one's allowed. Hands off, everyone is now allowed. Comes a person, comes Reuben, and goes there and eats this chayla in the presence of two Eidim, who warned them and threw all the works. And now kind of comes to Beis, and I want to give this guy Malkus. Comes around and says, what do you do now? It's basically giving an opposite out. So on the one hand, Apishnai made the Yachum Dover. So you have two Eidim, Musa, Mita Chela, so you're okay. On the other hand, the only way you knew this was Chela to begin with was based on the original Eidus of the Erechad. So maybe this is also a violation of, no, the Yachum Erechad Ish, that an Erechad cannot cause an Eidus Haguf, cannot cause an Hosimon, cannot cause an Achim Misa. So that's the shout that the Rambam poses. So comes around this Gevaldik Chiddush. That when you say that Apishnai Beinim Yochum Dovor and Eidach Akin and Chayim and Shavuot, that's only when he's being made Bishas Maisa on the Maisa Avera. But when he's just being made beforehand, before the Avera took place, just to establish the facts, so now I'm calling the phrase, Isser Atzma Be Eidach Yusuf, that you can use an Eidach to determine what the facts of the case are. And once we've determined the facts, you go with the regular rules of Eidach and Yusuf, so remember, in a week later, somebody goes, I mean, it's a chayim, so we can say for a fact, he ate in front of two Eidim, he's chayim malchus. That's the chiddush.
Because
he
didn't
know something. What?
Because he ate out of
the Eidim could create the chesed system. The only thing an Eidim can do is an Eidim can't be mechayim malchus. An Eidim can't be made that you did a ma'isa that required you to get rid of your malchus. The Eidim can set up a fact in this. Then the Rambam goes on one step further. So that was true in the realm of Chayla, it's true in other areas of Allah also. So what's the other example that the Rambam gives? A grusha. Let's say a woman is a grusha. So comes the Rambam and says, let's say an Eidach comes to the Beis and says, I know that this woman is a grusha. And now a Kain goes ahead a week later and has a kashmish with this, has beer with this grusha. So comes the Rambam and says, in give the Kain Malchus. Ah, it's the Eidach, 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 same word, if it's around for the Erechadiyuk. So the creation of the status of either it is a Chayla or the creation of the status of Grusha, that can be done by the Erechadiyuk. Maybe though, just as an aside, there's a famous discussion in the place of the receivers based on this random of the first mission in Machas. What does it say in the first mission about this? Very good. The mission talks about identifying whether the person is a ben grusha or ben chalutza. Alright? So there's a big machlokes that tells them to see was the parasha of Eidim Zelman only when you require two Eidim, was even when you have, even when you can possibly make an Eidachan. Let's say you have an Eidachan who walks in the days and it says that I know that this one of you has became true. I saw a guy touch the wine. And then it turns out that the Eidachan was chuzim. What's the din? The Eidachan. You say Basis Mukash is not Masif Yochid because on the one hand he was, he came to the basin, he was trying to make the guy his own dollar on the one. So that's a big machlokes of those. What's the din? Is Eidim Zomim only this Chadish and Shnei Eidim? When there's Alvacha when you require Shnei Eidim, then there's a din of Kasher Zomim? Or no, whenever there's a din Eidim, so we've been in Echad and Yisur, and potentially there could be a din of Kasher Zomim. So one of the rhymes that's brought is the din of Meshur Becharutza, because the Gemara is all discussion about developing the principle of Kasher Zomim. To say that even on the also clone should be grusha and chalutza. So according to the Rambam, it would appear that to say that the woman is a grusha, vis-a-vis the yisur of a kohen, so maybe an echad is not believed. So when an echad is believed, and the Gemara still speaks about the issue of hazama, so it could be that you see that the principle of hazama applies even by an echad. Maybe that's again we're not really matnas. I mean, just as an aside. So getting back to that, so the Rambam has this about the chiddush is ratzma the echad. Comes to Shmaitz and says, what's Pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam is telling you, Pshat in Gzeres HaKosim. Gzeres HaKosim is that HaPishnai Neim in Yochum Dabar only refers to the Shas Maisa, doesn't refer to the gathering of the facts and information before the Shas Maisa. Says the Shesh Maisa, why is it that Ein Hoch Rolam Rach HaRov? We spent so much time, the whole week, Neim Hoch Rolam Rach HaRov, we never asked ourselves, why is that true? Where should we spend the time? 3 weeks of travel, so why is that true? Why is it ultimately in Ochum Rach HaRov? So we can say Musa, we can say the same thing about Musa, Shesh Maitz doesn't say it. Who saw Musa? Why does the Shesh Maitz say in Ochum Rach HaRov? Four words. You got me? So why four words why in Ochum Rach HaRov? And put Shesh Maitz on, right? And put it on ghosts. We'll figure out to read it. I'll tell you what. I had Rachmanis in me. I was toying with the Shrek. Whoever wants to see the effort, I'll tell you exactly what it is. But I had Rachmanis because it's long and it's hard. So if you got to the Kuz of Vegas, it wasn't good enough. Come to Shesh Maitan says, four words. Al Pi Shnayim Eidim. That's it. The Torah says, you need Shnayim Eidim for Dini Nefashis and for Dini Mamris. Anything that's short of Shnayim Eidim can't work. So Rov is less than Shnayim Eidim. But let's say, what would you say the din is like this? Let's say you have the 10 stores, and you find a piece of meat in the middle on the street. 9 stores point in the direction that the meat is kosher, and 2 Eidim come into Beis Din and say, listen, we know that this meat came from the trade store. What would you say? You say, well, Rov says one way, and Shnayim Eidim say something else. It's pretty good to us. That's ridiculous. Obviously, Shnayim Eidim is better than Rov. Rove is when you have a latest assaulting. If you have Shnei, you don't have a latest assaulting anymore. So comes the Shishmait and says, whatever the Torah requires Shnei, that's another way of saying that Rove is no good. That's another way of saying that Rove is no good. So comes the Shishmait and says, just as the Rambam is Mechadish to us, wasn't said concerning the predetermined facts, doesn't apply to the who did not be set to Shesh Maitzah. Whenever you require Shnei Edim, that's only B'Shas Maitzah. But to predetermine the facts beforehand, that you're able to do even Al Yedei, not Shnei Edim, even Al Yedei Erecha, even Al Yedei Ra, even Al Yedei Chazal, but from the regular call of the word in Kol Terechu. That's the essay of the Shesh Maitzah. Because there's a second call through the right, right, right. That's what I did for about. So because the Sveikas still loops the three lines, and he takes them 40 pages to say, that's the Shesh Maitzah. So comes the Shesh Maitzah and says, that's the endless of Pshat that the Gemara says. Which Gemara told us that Hochim Medin Nefash is Achayot? What was the Gemara? Which Gemara? You remember Ben Sarah Lohan, right? Because most of them give birth after 9 months. So therefore, you don't declare the guy to be an Av until 3 months, right? Book of Uber at 3 months. So therefore, if he does the Aveir of Etzor Mor at 2.5 months, we're going to give him seal. That's a bit of Hochim Medin Nefash is Achayot. Says the Shesh Maitzah, for what kind of halacha of Hochim Achayot is that? Is that a rove to say that the Maisa there took place? Or is that a rove in terms of Isser Atzmo, the rove of Hochim? So clearly that's B'Shas Maisa. So the guy didn't even eat the meat yet. The guy didn't drink the wine yet. The guy didn't steal yet. The Aveir of Etzor Mor is eating the meat, the drinking the wine, then the stealing, the whole package that's getting into Etzor Mor. We are being taught in the theoretical world, is this guy eligible to be Ben Sarah Mor now? So says the Shesh Maitzah, that's trivia. Israel for the Erech of Yosef. So since the Shmaitzah made the equation according to the Rambam, so whenever you say that Israel for the Erech of Yosef, who are the Navi Israel for the Rambam, because the Chisaron of Erech was learned out from the Pasuk Shnei. The Chisaron of Rambam was also learned out from the Pasuk Shnei of Shnei Edim. So the Rambam sheet is that Shnei Edim only applies to the Shas Maitzah Erech, doesn't apply to the pre-existing facts. So says the Shmaitzah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is the biggest fake out in the world. When the Gemara says that Hochim Medin Nefash is Acharoid, it doesn't mean it. What does it mean? It means that determining facts of the Din Nefash is prior to the Nais Aveira, Hochim Medin Nefash is Acharoid. Which is just another way of saying Isra'at for the Ahmed Yuch, so Ahmed Yuch, so. Right, Daniel? Right? Pasha, that's the Gemara, right? What's the cash in the Shesh Maitzah? What's the problem with the Shesh Maitzah? Just Pshat and Gemara have some of tests. Josh, what's the problem there? Sounds great, right?
Not looking like the text. Yes,
sir. Determining facts across Greg Woodworth, right? The same thing. What's wrong with this Pshat? No, Isaac, what's wrong with this Pshat? No, Moshe, what's wrong with this Pshat? Go back to Gemara and some of tests. What does Gemara and some of tests give? Two examples of Hochim Medin Nefash is Acharoid. One is this case of Sarah Moshe we've been spending so much time on, but there's another here. Before the Islanders is too confused, we'll leave it out. Four Islanders. Ibra Chodesh. What was the story of Ibra Chodesh? What was the case? You have two Edom over the base. Then they're both coming to say that Reuben killed Shimon, so the Sadman's already dead then. When did he kill him? One year, Tavshin and Tavshin Sam of Dal. And what month was it? It was Chodesh Adar. And what week was it? It was Tuesday. And what day of the month was it? So one guy says it was Gibel Adar, and the other guy says it was Dal Adar. So what should we say? We should pass back a steer in one, who remembers? Steer in the one, and the one. One guy's vision. Kira, steer in the Kira, right? Throw the whole thing out the window. Comes up and says, no, you don't throw it out the window. The vision here is still hot. Why? Because Zeya Devi, Burusha Chodesh, Zeya Devi, Burusha Chodesh. One guy knew that days that had extended the last month, and they made it 30 days. Another guy didn't know that yet. If one guy says it happened on Gibel, the other guy says it happened on Chavay, so then that's a steer of the Hakiris. But if it's just off by a day, since it's possible that they could really be an honest mistake. They really were both talking about the same myself. They really both tell the truth, but one knew the information the other knew. So the message that's okay. So comes in and says, wait a second, why is that okay? Because most people make mistakes. I can make mistakes. It's normal to make mistakes in the Gurusha Kaddish. So comes in and says, but some people don't. So what are you relying on? You're relying on Rove. That Rove people of Toad, the Gurusha Kaddish, to be the kind of Gurusha Kaddish. You're putting the guy to death based on Rov. So it wasn't here that Hochim Medin Nefash is Acharov. These are the two cases, the case of Mitzvah, Laura, the case of Ibra Hacharish. So now, we got a big problem on the Shesh Maitzah. This separate application of Rov What kind of robe is this? This is a robe of Shas Maisa, or this is a robe of predetermined facts. Okay, so what is this? This is Bishas Maisa. He will be done. Did the Ritzicha happen? Did the Ritzicha not happen? We'll be done. Are the Eidim telling the truth or not telling the truth? This is not collecting evidence 60 years before him. This is not like the Nalam's case of the Chayyim. Nalam says that first Beit and Paschal is at the Chayyim, and then a week later somebody goes out and eats the Chayyim. So the Nalam says whatever information was collected before the Maisa Vera, so that's not subject to the cloud of not following the road. So the Shmaitza, the Rav said, it's not something to the problem, not following it. The Shmaitza extended that to, you're allowed to follow a Rav also in those cases. But here, this is not a Rav Kodesh, Kodesh Meisah, this is a Rav Kodesh Meisah, and still the Gemara says, Hochen, between the Fashtachar Rav. So the first Rav of Ben-Sermon was Gevaldik, according to the Shmaitza. The second Rav of was a disaster. So the Chora, you have to touch up the Shmaitza a little bit, and you have to say now, that this Gemara, about the Ibra Chodesh, this is a different cloud. This is a totally different cloud. What's this different cloud? The Musa? Does this make us allude to this also?
It's
not actual. It's a different cloud. This goes all the way back to the Maharam Khabib from 2 days ago. Remember the Maharam Khabib was trying to explain why is it that you know, what does Chodesh mean when they say you have two Dayanim? One says two say chayv, one says father, so you just that's not really a klal over acharo, because the one dayan is commander lay. So why? Because the one dayan is mevatel daita. So says the sfeikus. What does it mean that one dayan is mevatel daita? But met the Rama Murim that ain hochem mevatel acharo, ain hochem mevatel acharo. When the person will be davar. Can point to the miyut and say that miyut's on my side. Let's say the case of Rav Basra. Right? So here we're trying to take the money away from the money. We're trying to say you're a ganav, you're a kachtos, you sold the guy in the shore. And what does the mechitzah turn around and say? No, I hold like who? I hold like that miyut of people who sell shvara for the person of shrikta. I'm one of those people. I thought he was one of those people also. It's not my problem. So I can point to the miyut and say the miyut's on my side. So come the Maharam Khabib and says, when can you say that svara? That's only by the case of Boch Shalach Rebbe Tzanachan. But when you have three dayanim, since the Torah requires of the one dayan to in effect close his mouth and to just repeat what the other two dayanim are saying, that's the bits of Zakhan Mamre. The Torah says you're not allowed to be Mamre anymore than what you thought. So Mamela the Palpin doesn't have a meal to fall to. The Baldin can't say, I hold like that one diet, because who doesn't hold? The diet himself doesn't hold like that one diet anymore. So that was Maruch Chabib's pshat. That you only say, you know, when Maruch Harov, when the Nidon can say, listen, keep me kept meal. I don't like the meal, but the meal himself don't hold like the meal. So then obviously you're not going to be better than the meal itself. So comes to Kumsas Vegas and says, is that a good spur by the Yodam or not? I'm not sure. You know why it's not such a great spur by the Yodam? Who says that the miyut is mechuyav to keep his mouth shut? Maybe the miyut has a right to say, I still don't get it right. That was his problem with the Maharam Khabib. But the yisod of the Maharam Khabib is correct. The yisod that you can only say, kim wiki miyut when the miyut exists, that's 100% true. Whether it's a correct application of the case, but you're not even subject to debate. So comes the Kumsas Sefer and says, l'chora, this case of the Eidim, what's going on with it? You have two Eidim coming to Beis Din, and both Eidim are saying Reuben killed Shimon, right? That's the fact. Eid number one says Reuben is Chayav Misa, and Eid number two says Reuben is Chayav Misa. Now we get into problems there. Apparently, a Machish, each other, and Zayat Akiris, one says Gimel Adar, one says Adal Adar. We got a problem here. The fact was, are both Eidim screaming their head off at Reuben is Chayav Misa? Each one is saying Reuben is Chayav Misa. Now we have Beis Din, we're trying to figure out, was this a Hachoshen that Akiris or not? So Rove seems to indicate that it wasn't a Hakasha because Ruv didn't she told me were the Acha, but Mir indicated that it was a Hakasha because Mir that people are not told me were the Acha. So it comes, because it's a second, it says, so the Nido is standing, he's standing on the stand now, and he says, aha, you guys can't kill me, because Kibli, like the Mir, holds that there was a Spira. So what is the Mir, what's the Nido saying? Kimli that the Eidim was sell to each other. Kimli like that means that you have no right to kill me. So comes to Sphinx and says, Kimli like who? Eid number one says Yechayav Misa, and Eid number two says Yechayav Misa. We had a problem. We had technical problems. Were they sell to each other or not? Point to me to the person who's on your side. you can't point to one person who's testified that you're Patur Mimisa. The rest of the world has no clues. They're not even in the ballpark. The only two people of any same matter is A number one and A number two, and both A number two are Chayav Misa. In the case of Mokhash Orach of Ebenim Sanachai, so there's a meat out here that sells shvarms for Shkita. Hopefully in the end, they'll tell me that 13% of the people sell shvarms for Misa. One of them, his name is Farmer Brown. So I'll call Farmer Brown. I say, Kim, you're Farmer Brown. Mashenkin over here, in the case of the Nefashis, there is no Kim. We can see a Kim in life. So the Maran Chaviv's pshat, which the Shakuz has fake, couldn't believe that was dead wrong when it came to Dayanim. He only knows it was wrong about Dayanim because he thought that the third Dayan has the right to keep his opinion. But the theory is right, that the only time that Enoch and Ramach Harov makes any sense is only when there's somebody you can say Kim for. So comes the Shakuz's fake and says that the stump is what his brother meant, the truth is that the Shakuz does. The Ram is this, kids in the middle of the Mishnah. That the stump of that to be really good over the Sanhedrin. That neither one of these two Gemaras is a good proof that Hochum did the Fashis Acha Harov in the classic sense. Why? The case of it, Sarabora, is a terrible raya of to Hochum did the Fashis Acha Harov. Because why? Because the Gemara is talking about Israel for the Erech and Yitzhak. It's talking about Kodum HaMaisa. So that's based on the Ram of that. That's the Bill of Prophet that wrote it to work. Same as the Erech is going to work. That's true, number one. And the second Gemara, the Gemara about Ibra Chodesh, which is also seems to be a dead giveaway that Hochum the Dina Fash Saharov, he says, no, that's different because there's no meaning to turn on to because of the Maruch Habib's business that each of the Eidim are saying Ichayah. So at the end of the day, the Sheikh Shmaitz has got a funny conclusion that this Gemara said, that Samach Tesimal, Chayt Voyav, or Hochum the Dina Fash Saharov, you kill people based on the Rav. Oh, that's the greatest thing in the world. At the end of the day, is there any Gemara that says that? What? Well, there's no Gemara. The Gemara doesn't exist. The Gemara about Adam was talking about a quirk, and the Gemara about Ben Solomon was talking about a quirk. What's a little bit quirky about this plan? What's the problem with this plan? If you were writing the Gemara something, you were not Moira, so you would present the subject with Noha Milsa that you go bust a row with the good people. So you put together these two oddball Gemara, you put together these two oddball subjects which have nothing to do with anything. But this is not the issue of Hochum the Dina Fash Saharov. These are side issues. Not only are they side issues, not only is each one of the Yotzim in a cloud, but they're not even the same cloud. They're not even the same reason the Yotzim in a cloud. They're both Yotzim in a cloud for two different reasons. So how can the Gemara connect it to? How can the Gemara say that? Yeah, these are the two sugyas and shas which discuss the topic. This Gemara says Hochum the Dina Fash Saharov, and that Gemara says it happens to be this Gemara says because it's and there's another one which says it Pagabi Ibra Chodesh because there's no one to tag on to interpret supporting yourself in the mute. So you have two Gemaras in the middle of one in left field, one in right field, which don't address the major issue of Hochum Dina Fash Saharov, and they don't even address it to the same thing, and that's the second chance of Hochum Dina Fash Saharov. Funny, no? No, it's not funny. There's nothing right where it says it. It's a very funny thing. No? That's what Shem Shmaitzer says. Shem Shmaitzer says he's convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that that's the pshat that wasn't there. And what's his greatest raya? His raya is in the Tshuva that he's right. It's not a raya from the Gemara, it's not a raya from the Mishnah, it's not a raya from the Risha. What's his greatest raya? Even better than everything. What's the raya? The raya is in the Tshuva. We must be a raya. All right? You can't kill a guy based on hope. It's just crazy. It's absurd. No one could ever dream of killing somebody based on hope. That is far. What's the pasuk?
I'll
teach my name. Thank you. The pasuk says you need to aid him. To aid him means to aid him. You heard it, guys? To aid him. That means one plus two aid him. That means aid echad is not good. That means rov is not good. That means chazak is not good. That means bir is not good. Nothing. Zero. Only shnei aid him. You find these gemaras that talk about killing people based on rov. Each gemara means something else. What do you say, Josh? You find it hard. Well, not the way. Okay, one to two. You read the Tosafos like Reb Chaim, but you didn't read the Gemara Sanhedrin. It's okay. Not only did you not read the Gemara Sanhedrin like that, who else didn't read the Gemara like that? Tosafos for sure did. Tosafos and Sanhedrin for sure didn't read the Gemara like that, because Tosafos brought a raya that Hochum in the Fash Saharov from that Gemara, right? So Tosafos for sure didn't read that way. What other Tosafos also for sure didn't read it that way? Tosafos and Mekam also didn't read it that way. Nobody read it that way. None of them shouted it out. This is famous. So I think we want
to do. I mean, in the case of the Machashor ben Nimsa Nacha, where's the Mia that you're
reading? The Mia is Farmer Brown. Farmer Brown, I know him. He sells things for Shlita, so you're probably like Farmer.
And in so, and you can't say that in the case of the Adam?
Well, the Adam, yeah. Each Adam, the only ones who are relevant to the discussion, the two Adam will say the Chayvish Buffer, both of them will say the Chayvish.
But no, but you could find somebody else who's telling you.
Yeah, but that's just a cumulative, that's a cumulative of facts. That's not the only things that are relevant in this case are what is Ruvain saying, what shouldn't say. So don't say Chay. That's what the Shmai says.
Ruvain would be a beer of our
Well, isn't it good? Okay, we're going to have to see. Let's see about this. Okay? Now, why don't you just think about one thing? Okay? I want to think about stuff one thing. Okay? The Shmaitzer made, besides an unbelievable pshat in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, he made a very, very big assumption. Everything is hinging upon the Rambam. Right? Everything. He equated Rov Teirecha. That's not such a bad equation. They both fall short of Shmaitzer, so they're equal in a certain sense. What were the Rambam's examples? Who saw the Rambam? Rambam spoke about Chela and Grusha, Malkus. But the Sheikh meant to say that Isser Abtum of Inecha Yuchsa, even the Gabichi of Misa, the Sheikh Shmaitzer would say it. Maybe. The Sheikh Shmaitzer would say it. Did the Rambam say it? Not in that Rambam, he would say it. So the Sheikh Shmaitzer is assuming an unbelievable thing that Isser Abtum of Inecha Yuchsa works even the Gabi Misa. Now, we have to work on that until tomorrow. Number one, should that or should that not be true? Conceptually, should that or should not be true? Tachlis, the Gemara, is that true or is it not true? So we're going to want to spend a little bit of time tomorrow talking about this klal of Yisra Atzim, Yerechad Yuchzav, as it relates to the Sheikh Shmaitzah's understanding, and to see that this is a very, very difficult Sheikh Shmaitzah, to understand, give us this whole understanding of the Imamunis and the Nefashas. I'll have to work on that hopefully tomorrow. Okay? So in terms of Sunday, so again, Sunday we're going to try to have shiur early, okay? 9:45.